I used to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
And now a star is born. On April 17th, 1959, the world welcomed little baby Sean Bean. The scene in the delivery room foreshadowed the most famous scene of this future actor's portrayal of Ned Stark on Game of Thrones.
Joffrey, would you like to chop off the umbilical cord?
Sean Bean, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An 18-year-old Florida woman with a shotgun is wanted for questioning in Colorado. Schools in the Denver area are closed, including Columbine, coming up on 20 years since the school shooting there. Dean Phillips with the FBI says about the young woman named Sol Pais.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
She was last seen in the Columbine area. The cause of Monday's fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is still under investigation. Fox's Simon Owens there.
Occasionally, firefighters appear on top of one of the bell towers or elsewhere on the exterior as efforts continue to assess how stable the cathedral is. Whatever happens, President Emmanuel Macron pledging the church will be rebuilt within 5 years.
There will be an international architects competition to redesign the church's spire. This is Fox News.
Welcome to the radio show whose stars follow the code of the West. Cowboys like Greg Budell.
How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.
Jay Scott.
Not heady, it's Headley.
Emily Hayes.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
I'm the right candy.
And Rich Thomas.
Hey, where are the white women at?
So saddle up. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Now, let's see the movie. It is a couple of minutes past 8, News Talk 93.1 FM. Three Men and a Lady. I'm your gracious host, Greg Bell.
Yay, fun!
That's Emily Hayes.
Great Scott.
Jay's right here, and up in the forecast, next the Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We are batting 1,000 so far this week. Monday was perfect. Yesterday was just picture postcard perfect. And today, we're looking for a high temperature up to about 84 with a good bit of sunshine filtering through those high, thin, cirrus clouds. Tonight, increasing clouds, but a milder night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62. Much of tomorrow should be dry with high temperatures in the lower 80s. I think we're dry during the morning. I think we're dry through midday at least. And maybe later on in the afternoon, some thunderstorms start to pop up on the radar, especially across the western half of the state. And then moving on eastward Thursday evening, Thursday night, some of the storms could become severe. In fact, we're expecting damaging wind gusts in some of the stronger storms. And once again, the risk of tornadoes. I mean, here we just dealt with seven tornadoes on Sunday, and now another tornado threat, and that's been a common theme so far this year. Breezy on Friday behind the front, much cooler, could be some leftover showers, high temperature in the lower 60s. Then on Sunday, we start with a morning low of 45 and an afternoon high in the upper 60s, but plenty of sunshine around, and a perfect Easter Sunday forecast. Just I mean, you couldn't write it better with a high around 80 and just really nice weather for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Right now, this morning, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 59 at 8:06.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
If I say LukeWire, you may think of the AC or heating folks, LukeWire, because they've been in the business since 1976. But there is a part of the business called plumbing by LukeWire that for over two decades has been second to none in the River Region for plumbing. That's right. They do it all. And reliability and expert... professionalism would be the word, is what I think of when I think of Plumbing by LukeWire, because I've dealt with them several times now. They're prompt, and they give you a ballpark estimate of when they're going to be there, and it's usually right on the money. And they also pick up the phone and call and say, hey, we're on our way right now. Then they come out, they check out the situation, they diagnose the problem, and they sit down and say, okay, this is what's wrong, and this is what it's going to cost. And then you know that if they say that's the price, that is the price. And by the way, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's always going to be the same price, not just the price during business hours. You follow me? Business hours for them are all the time. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them, 264-9666. Also on the web, you can find them at acbylukewire.com. You just click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Right here.
As we roll into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the River Region, and we still see a slowdown into the downtown area on I-65 southbound, so watch out there. I-85 is rolling along fine. We don't see any troubles there. We do have an accident on Taylor Road. It's in the 4000 block. That is going to be south of Vaughn Road, so watch out there. We also have police working an accident on Mobile Road right near the intersection of Fairview. Traffic is really busy on the boulevard, especially at the intersection, so watch out around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and I-85. Remember, your school's zones are in effect for a little while longer. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Start reading, Greg.
Yeah, thanks. You know, so many of these good news stories start out with a horrible first line.
Uh-huh. And this one is no different.
It's no different. A blind guy falls onto a set of train tracks.
Oh Lord. Geez.
At a Bethesda, Maryland subway station.
Oh, man.
He was using his cane, did not realize he was at the edge of the platform, stepped off, and fell hard.
Ooh.
However, it took just a few seconds for other people in the station to realize there was a train approaching that station. He got back on his feet. Three guys grabbed him by the arms and yanked him up on the platform with just seconds to spare. Well,
that is good news.
In fact, I could put this video on Facebook.
No.
Video of him falling?
I'm sure there's security cameras.
Yeah.
Security camera footage.
I'm curious security as to how... Cameras. This was a subway, right?
Yeah.
Security cameras.
Or train tracks, subway station.
Yeah, because those platforms are pretty high.
Security cameras.
Yeah, there.
And I'm always curious about...
Well, there's a third rail that powers those things.
That's usually far away from the... That's usually on the opposite side of where you... Where
near the security cameras.
Yeah. And... What? I'm just curious. I know that there's a lot of things that are...
Security cameras.
Instituted in different aspects of our life that help those who are blind. And I never really thought about the subway other than the fact that you hear... I mean, they announce the destinations, the arrivals, they announce all this stuff.
Right.
But as far as getting down there and being at the platform and knowing where you are,
mm-hmm.
I'm curious as to how that is instructed to... people who can't see.
I don't know, but I love what they're doing, even on elevators now with the Braille.
Right, there's Braille, and then there's been other aspects, different ways that maybe the sidewalk is done, that they can feel under their feet to know that, okay, this is... Right. This is, I need to stay this far away, or this is how far, you know, this is how far I am from the,
Even though the walk things are telling you you can walk now, I'm not sure I would trust that, you know?
Well,
you
gotta be trusting.
Depending on people to obey traffic signals is risky business, said Greg, who's been hit by a car.
And a bus.
And a truck.
And fallen backwards. And
head over heels down the stairs in Indiana, And a few others that... I was just at the radio station one day. And I was cutting some paper, and they didn't have the guard on the... See this here?
You're like the guy in every safety manual that has the big red circle and line through it. Don't do it this way.
But guess what? I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I know, because you have more books to star in.
Every time somebody finds out I'm this multiple vehicle pedestrian survivor, they say, well, I'm not crossing the street with you. And I said, the important thing is I live.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I always get a little weary when you start getting a little fired up here that lightning's going to hit you again.
Hey, this is boy, that was close.
Right.
You can't get much closer to a full bolt of lightning than Joey and I did that day. And the worst part is, I said, what if, just before it happened?
Yeah.
I love this video I just posted, Work Smarter, Not Harder. It's a picture of a sheepdog riding the sheep.
There you go.
Well, I go to all that trouble herding around, and I just, you know, climb on board.
Climb on top of the sheep.
All right. It is 8:13. Before we get to your local news, we have True the Baloney coming up. Mm-hmm. And we have a great prize, and here to talk about where you can redeem it.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
And I'm Heather.
It's Heather
she
Cracker.
She was weird.
Put down the garter snake.
I take my garter snake with me wherever I go.
I don't think that they would smile upon that at the Seafood Bistro.
Probably not.
Although all Heathers are welcome at the Seafood Bistro.
Except you, Heather.
Except that weird Heather from Sonia Drive in Birmingham.
I thought she was from Verbena.
No.
Oh. No.
Get it right,
Rich. Something else says the word no.
Nobody ever really pays attention to what I say, so maybe Jay should talk about the brilliance of the Seafood Bistro. I don't want people to miss out on how good the gumbo is or how tasty the shrimp po' boy is with the dragon-style sauce that you can order online via the waiter app and have brought to your office. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, all I can talk about are the security cameras. They've got great... People do listen to you.
Security cameras.
The Seafood Bistro. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word the is in there. I know we say that. Whatever, but theseafoodbistro.com is their website address. Once you get there, you'll see the entire menu that they have. Also, things that are added, that are newly added to the menu, and all, you know, the prices, the desserts, everything that they have there at the Seafood Bistro is at their website. And get this, you can order from right there at the website. You don't have to go in and wait in line. And trust me, there can be a line at the Seafood Bistro. You can go ahead and order online. It'll be ready when you get there to pick it up. You can have it delivered to you through one of the delivery apps. They are everywhere. They are convenient so that you can get their food from the Seafood Bistro. And what delicious food it is. Find them at 1651 Perry Hill Road or call them at 279-7500. They open up at 11 o'clock today. And don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
Hashtag FWIW.
For what it's worth.
Or
as a follow-up, I just got a Facebook message from our blind listener, Scott Barlow.
Yeah.
He says, when crossing the street, us blind folks trust our ears more than the thing that says it's okay to cross.
Very good point.
Things were better as far as public places to go for blind people than it used to be.
We had a caller, and I was thinking about this. A caller said that usually on subway stops like that, or subway stations, there are...
security cameras.
There are big, bumps that line the edge.
Like road braille.
So that people know, so that those with impaired vision will know that, you know, okay, this is the stop, this is the...
Right.
This is, I shouldn't go beyond this.
Mm-hmm.
Usually. don't think.
We need a contestant.
Do we?
Yes, because we want to play
Truth or Baloney.
Oh, Baloney.
And our topic, buildings that may or may not be older than the Cathedral of Notre Dame, which has been the big newsmaker of the week. So the number to call is 272-9228. Play the game and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. That's 272-9228. Well, we may as well explain.
I was wondering what you were going.
Kellyanne's makeup today?
No, her hair seems too big on top.
She's married to a real doofus.
Repeating the bulletin.
I just worry. Speaking of her hair. I just don't think Kellyanne gets enough rest. I just don't think.
The bulletin is, I need a contestant. So please don't test my patience on this holy week.
Oh, don't bring the Lord into it.
What? You know, it would be nice to have instant cooperation from a listener at 272-9228.
Well, yeah, there is that delay.
Yes, there is. So while we're waiting, we got local news and an event called Measlepalooza that we need to discuss. And at some point this hour, I want to play the Radiohead Peep song. So, but come on, 272-9228, or you know what you're going to get. You're going to get
another
torture
Emily
music.
Another story.
Even worse. No, we're going to, with the torture music, you know, the Kenny G. Hey, there's a line lighting up. Jay, grab it before they change their mind.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old Tierra Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a wreck Saturday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers tell us the child was not strapped into a car seat. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. And 13 students and a bus driver were all taken to the hospital after a school bus crash in Dallas County. The crash happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33. The students and bus driver were later released from the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It looks like we have contestants coming from everywhere today, and let's meet the group. Let's see, we have Crawdad as contestant one. Good morning, hold on. Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, you're contestant two, and Doug, you're contestant three. Now, Crawdad kind of has a little bit of an advantage here because he is the first one in, and our topic is...
Stuff!
Buildings that may or may not be as old as Notre Dame.
Okay.
So, Crawdad, here's your statement. True the baloney. Notre Dame is older than Buckingham Palace, where the Queen of England lives. Again, Notre Dame is older than the Buckingham Palace, where the Queen of England lives. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
And that is correct.
Correct. That's right. Yep.
Is it older than Windsor Castle, though?
Well, I don't know. The statement was about... Probably. I don't think most of the stuff in England was built to the 17th century.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you right now.
Oh, thanks, Jay and the internet.
Windsor Castle is 949 years old.
Ooh.
Aha.
Aha.
Well, she said.
Anybody here climb the Tower of London like I did?
No, some of us aren't fortunate enough to have the disposable income to travel overseas.
I got it for free. Roll Tide.
Oh.
The thing about the Tower of London, man, they have some chambers in there with some devices. It looks like you feel like you're in Millbrook. Hold on.
Oh, my lands.
Debbie.
You're in Millbrook.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Debbie?
Right now, I'm in Wetumpka.
Okay. I wonder if you have time to call. All right, here's your statement. The Cathedral of Notre Dame is older than the Taj Mahal in India. Truth or baloney?
Oh, wow. I'll say baloney.
Sorry.
Ah.
Taj Mahal was completed in 1653, more than 300 years after Notre Dame was finished, so I'm sorry. That eliminates you.
But thanks for calling.
Yes, Debbie, we appreciate you. I know you listen all day. We're very grateful for that. All right. Doug, how are you?
Doing great.
I'm going to read you a statement. Tell me whether it's true or baloney. The Cathedral of Notre Dame is older than the Colosseum in Rome.
Baloney.
Winning.
Yeah, Colosseum was completed around 80 AD.
Yeah.
And even that, when you look at it, you realize, wow, that's pretty impressive considering the time.
It's amazing.
Over 1,000 years before they started constructing that. So it's down to Doug and Crawdad. Back to you. First person who errs is out, and the other person wins. Here's your next statement. The Cathedral of Notre Dame is more than 3 times older than the White House. The Cathedral of Notre Dame is more than 3 times older than the White House. Truth or baloney?
I'd say true.
Winning.
Yep.
The White House was completed 219 years ago. Notre Dame is slightly more than 3 times older. The White House was gutted when the British set it on fire in 1814. But Eddie Bader had it refurbished and... the exterior wall survived. Hold on. And, okay, Doug, it's all on the line here. The Cathedral of Notre Dame is older than the Louvre.
The Louvre.
It's older than the Louvre, where I've also been.
Uh-huh, I've seen the Mona Lisa. You have.
For free.
True.
No.
No, I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
No, the Louvre is older. Before it was a museum, it was a fortress. And then a palace. And it was finished in the year 1202, although the tile is new.
Notre Dame wasn't finished yet.
Yeah, they were still building it. But interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And we thank you for calling. We hope you'll try again. Don't be disillusioned or disappointed. And Crawdad, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're a winner.
You listen to this station a lot.
I feel like I stole that one. That was a trick question you threw out there on the Louvre.
Oh. Because it was a fortress before it was the...
That made me feel bad about my contest now.
You learn so many things in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You sure do. Whether you want them or not. All right, so hang on. Jay is going to get you jam up a jelly time.
All right, okay.
Like you never knew Verbena was a band until this morning.
Stop it!
Coming up a little bit later, we're going to have...
We're going to listen to Verbena if you guys don't stop it.
We're going
to
announce the Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
How many times in Verbena?
We got...
Okay, we'll stop.
We also have our Morning Maroon nominees.
Hey, where are we at with Paul Forward today?
Yeah.
Today,
Holly's Home Furnishings on the Wetumpka Highway from 11:30 until 1, you will find the Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter Van there to collect donations for the River Region Humane Societies, the Montgomery Humane Society, the Prattville-Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies.
By the way, you know how the bark box toys accumulate, and some, you know, there's some that the dogs just never.
No, it's true.
With my dogs, part of the problem is they have such tiny little faces that even small toys can be too big.
Yeah.
They can't hold them.
Yeah,
right. So they never get used. So we washed, I don't know, about 20 or 30, and they look brand new. And I put those in the bin in our lobby yesterday. So those kinds of donations are welcome as well. So little doggies can have a toy to play with.
Folks can visit News Talk 93.1 a day at Cam for more details.
We're going to take some of your toys.
Well, I'll give her a bonus chicken tender for every toy she donates. Is that okay, Bailey?
Arizona mayor declares state of emergency, requesting aid to handle surge in migrants.
Interesting comment yesterday from the former governor of Arizona.
Have you seen that Antonio Sabato Jr. is running for Congress in California? You may not know him, but ladies listening, he was Jagger on General Hospital in the early 90s. Anyway, he and his family came here legally. And so that's kind of the platform that he's running on. I found it very interesting because he supports the wall.
The people that come here legally do. Most do.
He said, let's build a wall with a big open door
We've talked about this.
Big door that we can open for people to come in legally.
We've talked about this at length in Happy Hour because I've always been offended by the term, the cover term Hispanic. There are dozens of different Latin American, South American, Caribbean cultures, mm-hmm. and the media loves to lump them into one group, and that's insulting all of them.
It's very rude.
It's diminishing to their culture, and I learned this living in Florida, where you not only had a lot of Cubans, but Haitians, and people from every country in South America, and they don't like having their... You know, it's not like they wave their country's flag there. They assimilate, but they don't like... I mean, there's actually intense rivalries, like between Argentina and Chile. They don't want to be put under the same umbrella. They want to maintain, you know, their differences. And one of the issues whoever ends up challenging Donald Trump is going to have is that he's got about 50% support from Hispanics. Because they played by the rules to get in, and the people that did are not going to be happy that they just carte blanche let others do what they had to wait and work hard to do. 8:27, let's hit the traffic dungeon, and then when we come back, we'll have stupid news.
Montgomery Skywatch moving on through the 8 o'clock hour, and things are getting better out on the roadways. The traffic jam on I-65 has thinned out a bit. You're still going to slow down as you approach the downtown area, but things are a lot easier to get around now. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems headed northbound. Southbound traffic seems to be slowing down around the Boulevard and Perry Hill Road, so watch out there. If you're on the Boulevard, it's back to stop-and-go traffic. Still a big crowd around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and the I-85 intersection. If you're coming in out of Wetumpka or Prattville, the 31s are clear. Just be careful as you head into town. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This summer, bring your unvaccinated friends to the world's first measles music festival. It's Measlepalooza.
Yes, Queen!
With headlining act Jenny McCarthy.
She plays music?
And if your skin rash gets too irritated, we have homeopathic healers with magnets on site.
I can't see anything!
Who cares if you contract tetanus, whooping cough, and polio?
I think I need a real doctor.
It's Measlepalooza, because conspiracy theories are more fun than science.
Fun that's contagious!
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Well, there's no shortage of that. That one I'll save for the afternoon show. Oh, we have a call?
We do.
What?
Let's take the call. Emery?
Hey.
Hi.
Got a traffic update, too.
Hold on. Let me get the attention
sound. Oh, it's traffic. Oh.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say?
Shut up. What you got?
All of East Chase is without power. All the traffic lights are down. All of the, what's that other street there?
Taylor.
The Boulevard.
Vaughn.
No, that other one.
Chantilly Parkway.
Chantilly, all the traffic lights are out all the way down past Walmart even.
I wonder if there was an accident and somebody hit a pole or something like that, maybe.
Well, it's all the stores that are without lights, too.
Yeah.
Motels, all the motels, all the people are coming out of the motels on East Chase.
It's probably the Russians.
Yeah.
The Russians. They've come. That's what it is.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you.
We appreciate the update.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Would you text Jeff in case that because that's not the police aren't going to, that's not an accident, but it could cause a whole bunch.
Yeah, with no lights working. Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I am going to.
So that's interesting. No power in a like he mentioned,
very busy area.
Lots of hotels now. That every time I turn around, they're building a new hotel there.
Yeah,
they're always full. Well, obviously, they would be.
That's interesting, isn't it? Of course, the ones up the street from us, they're very busy at 3 a.m. and I can't figure out why. I always see people coming in and out.
There seems to be traffic.
The Waffle
traffic
House
flow.
Is right there, too. Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So the market opened, and it's on the way up.
It's
almost at 26.5.
Yeah.
Whatever happens today, Brant McDonald will analyze it all for us at around 5:10 this afternoon here on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you have been waiting for Goth Crocs
Goth Crocs?
Goth Crocs. Now, they have metal spikes.
I was going to say.
Studs and chains.
I'm looking at them
attached.
Up now.
And only $240 a pair.
Good Lord.
No. No.
I can buy a video game system with that.
I got.
No.
Now, you know, I wear flip flops because there's scientific evidence that when your feet can breathe, you think faster and better.
Can't look at you when you.
It explains this lightning fast sense of humor I have in the show. But I got a new pair of flip-flops at Montgomery Multisport called Oofus.
Oofus.
O-O-F-O-S.
Mm-hmm.
And these have foot support. Oh, you're just going to... And I liked them so much, I went and got a pedicure. Because who wants to look at gorilla feet in a pair of nice new flip-flops?
Gorilla feet.
No, not gorilla feet. Wolfman feet.
Wolfman.
The next big food craze might be breast milk for adults.
I'm allergic to that. At least I was when I was a kid.
Some major companies are making a huge bet. The next big food craze will be that. Dow DuPont is estimating it become a billion-dollar market. Breast milk contains something called human milk oligosaccharide.
Where does it come?
Oligosaccharide, or HMO, which used to be a health insurance.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was, yes.
By the way, so power north of Atlanta Highway, Chantilly Parkway, trying to find out where there is power and where there isn't.
Okay, interesting.
breast milk contains something called human milk oligosaccharide, the HMO, and it's great for babies because it helps them fight infections and inflammation. Brain development doesn't fight brain development. I must have missed out on that. And gets good bacteria to the colon, but at this point, the synthetic versions that are used in baby formula are just about as good as the real thing.
Oh, really?
If we took them as adults, it would help with things like allergies, IBS, and even helping your brain stay young.
Nice, man. You're
getting pinged. We're getting...
Power's out.
Apparently, Mr. Vitterbottle didn't understand the question, but we got to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
It's on. But that's an awful wide area for no power.
Yep.
Companies are apparently going to start making basically fake breast milk targeted at adults. Wonder what it doesn't have a name here. What are they going to call it?
Fake news or fake breast milk?
Yeah.
What would it be called?
No.
Stay away from it.
Y'all just need to leave it alone.
No. Just stop.
I really want
to. Just stop?
Just stop. Because I ran through a list and I said no, no, no.
Will it start with Sunny Double D?
That was a good one. That was one I didn't think of, but that was a good one.
Where's the expiration date on this?
That's why we call this segment. Now, this is an AI thing, and Jay, you probably already know about this.
If it was on the internet, he does.
AI just invented the first new sport by analyzing data on 400 existing sports and spit out a few new sport ideas, most of them bad. Some of the good ones, though, included a sport called Speedgate. Yeah. Looks like a combination of rugby, ultimate frisbee, soccer, and maybe a little Quidditch. Each team has six players. You use a rugby ball, and when you have the ball, you can't move, just like ultimate frisbee. So you either have to pass it or try to score. The field is 180 feet long, or 60 yards, with goals at each end called gates. Each gate is just two posts sticking out of the ground. If you score by kicking the ball through from either direction, so from in front of the gate or behind it. Not too many sports let you do that.
Yeah, on the other side of the goalpost.
There's also a gate in the middle of the field. It's important because you have to kick the ball through that one first before you can score.
Hmm.
It's sort of like you got to take...
You
do a nice dinner.
No. No.
When you do score, each goal is worth 2 points, or three if a teammate catches the ball and kicks it back through the gate. The AI even created an official logo of a robot playing it and came up with the terrible motto, "Face the ball to be the ball to be above the ball."
Yeah, needs a little work.
Face the ball to be the ball above the ball.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Well, I'm just here to report the news, not make you understand it. Did I miss anything here? Scientists have figured out a way to make teenagers eat healthy.
What's that? How's that?
By telling them it's rebellious.
Oh.
Okay.
Researchers,
good reverse psychology there. That's nothing new.
At the University of Chicago ran a study with a group of teenagers, an article showing them how corporations are manipulating them into eating junk food. The article also explained how companies are exploiting them, marketing addictive and unhealthy food to them, and getting rich off them as a result. It also emphasized that they especially target young children and people in poorer communities. Are you getting the message here?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically they're using a very anti-capitalist message to convince them to eat healthier. That's what it looks like to me. And the annual list of the best cities to celebrate Easter, New York on the top.
Why?
Well, they have some amazing churches there.
At the Easter parade.
I went to it 1 year, I think it was 1990.
It's a big deal.
89 or 90, and it is, I mean, and the hats, the bonnets on Fifth Avenue Easter Sunday are just, of course, you have a lot of rich folks that live in that corridor there.
Did they already have the, the other thing where you wear bonnets, hospice.
That's coming up in May.
Okay.
And I'm the MC
Derby?
This year.
The Derby. That's
the Derby. That's always the first weekend.
The other thing where you wear bonnets.
That's where I could only think of.
It's the only thing usually around the first weekend.
Well, it's the same day as the weekend of May. Yeah, it's the same day as the Kentucky Derby or something around that time.
Yeah, first Saturday in May.
Yeah. Kentucky Derby and the...
At the Montgomery
God,
Country
there's
Fun.
A bunch going on that first Saturday
next,
in May.
Next weekend...
And the week first... Yeah, go ahead.
...is Bark in the Park.
Wow.
The 27th, yes.
Over in Prattville.
Cooter's Pond.
Yeah.
The 14th annual. A Bark in the Park.
Bark in the Park. But I will be the MC for the Derby Day fundraiser for hospice at the Montgomery Country Club.
Oh, will you?
And I'll take my annual picture standing out on the balcony in my suit.
Oh, will you?
Looking hange. Well, trying.
You can only give it your best effort.
That's
Greg.
All anybody can do is give it their best effort, right?
That's what I've always been told.
It's 8:41. That can't possibly be before we get an update on approaching severe weather from Rich. Let's take one final look at the roads with Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at traffic for our Wednesday morning, and things are back to a normal traffic flow on the boulevard. Everything is great. It's just stop and go at the traffic lights. The interstate jam-ups have cleared up, so 65 and 85 are rolling along at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s. Be careful as you head into work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the information. Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's take a moment here and mention that our morning maroon nominees are coming up. There was something else I wanted to mention here and I forgot.
Was it about Milwaukee?
Nope. Nope, although them Brewers, did you see Krista Yelich hit
another home run?
God, it's unbelievable.
And the call from our buddy...
Bob Uecker.
In fact, the call the other night with the 3 home runs, I love Uecker. He's great.
Just amazing.
Wasn't he on Mr. Belvedere?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
And he used to shoot that show around his baseball announcing schedule.
Wow. Yeah.
Mr. Belvedere was a great show.
Fox showed a clip from the Astros game, I guess it was last night, where some guy dodged a baseball, like, oh, the pitcher. He dodged. The ball came right back to him. Mm. I can't remember who was up at bat or whatever, but ball came right back to him. And he did this bend. And, I mean, it hit the whiskers on his beard as it was going through.
Oh,
I
did see that. You can dodge a ball.
I have not seen
that.
I
got to check that out.
Da 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 da. Quick pitch of Heidi Watney. Heidi Hotney. That should be a real one, don't you think, Rich?
You watch it? Are you watching it for the baseball, son?
Hey, when you look at her, think of baseball.
Hey, look. You think of baseball, Pops. Those women that host that show where, and they're good, they're fine hosts for the show. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, they wear dresses that show them off.
Show what off?
Their curveballs.
Rich Thomas Weather. H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
No curveballs today. It's going to be a great day. Partly sunny, very warm, with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Third nice day in a row, but all of that is about to come to an end, unfortunately. Increasing clouds tonight, milder. We're dry, overnight low 62. I think much of tomorrow is dry and warm, with a high temperature in the lower 80s. There is a risk of thunderstorms developing, I think, by late in the afternoon, particularly, well, the western half of Alabama, and then becoming more numerous as we get into Thursday evening, Thursday night, some of those storms becoming severe with damaging wind gusts possible. And once again, I know it's starting to sound like a broken record, but this storm system has the threat of tornadoes as well. And we have seen a number of those threats in the last few weeks and months. Then Friday, behind this storm system, breezy, much cooler, still some leftover showers possible with high temperatures only in the low 60s. It's going to seem like a fall day on Friday. And then down to the mid-40s, first thing Saturday morning. A real chill, but the sun is out and a high temperature in the upper 60s on Saturday, and then perfect Easter Sunday weather with a high near 80. Right now this morning, already warming up after, not so bad of a cool start. We're at 59 already at 8:45.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
At 8:46, time to get the outside of your home, business, whatever type of property you own, in shape and get a good result without spending a ton of money to do it. John Cato, J&S Professional Landscaping, would love to hear from you now. He does not keep an office. That helps him keep his costs down so he can charge you a better and fairer price and still give you an incredible result. So call him at 202-8760, 202-8760, and leave a message. It's possible they may pick up, but leave a message. They will call you back ASAP to set up an appointment for an estimate on your property, business, commercial or residential, large or small. They do phenomenal work. JNS 202-8760, 847.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old Tierra Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a wreck Saturday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers tell us the child was not strapped into a car seat. And 13 students and a bus driver were taken to the hospital after a school bus crash in Dallas County. The crash happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33. The students and bus driver were later released from the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I do not know why I have to release all my tax returns. All right, a dozen cheap suits, $800. One case of hair gel. No, forget about the hair gel. 10,000 Bernie bumper stickers. And total. Holy, I am a millionaire. How the hell did that happen? And let me say this. I do not think we should penalize millionaires with a higher tax rate.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
hangover. We don't recommend them, but we do recommend one, and that's the Hangover Burger at Baumhauer's. That's the one with the egg. Fried egg strategically located.
Sounds delicious.
We have to try those. Maybe we can meet there on Saturday or something.
Maybe.
Half a pound of their always fresh custom ground burger patty topped with bacon, avocado, and over easy medium egg. Just $9.99 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. So this afternoon, probably earlier, between 3 and 6, we'll ask you to be a ninth caller at 272-9228 with that word. And if you are, you win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Let's visit with Randall before we do our Morning Maroon nominees. Hello, Randall.
Hello, and you can get that drink with the Red Bull. It's hangover free drink too. Greg, why are you talking about the women? Why is it? Why the reason I called? But why is it that here lately that we love long hair for so long that a neck is becoming a thing of a sex symbol? Because now short hair is becoming so sexy on women. I don't know why, but I was coming to you to ask. Have you noticed that trend lately?
I think it really depends. I have known women who, especially brunettes, I think, with shorter hair, look great. I don't know that there's... Is there a trend? I haven't looked at Mademoiselle magazine lately. I write for Boom. Well, I'm a funny guy, not a fashion expert.
Well, I can't help but CBS is a trend now. I don't know. That hair on her early in the morning... And the hair on your co-host, now that she done got it cut, I don't know, man. It's something about it. I believe it's a trend.
Let
I believe we love that.
Let me tell you what it is, Randall.
Tell us, then.
I can't speak for every woman out there, but I can tell you, I have incredibly heavy, thick hair. And the warmer it gets, the more frustrating it is. So in the summertime, you'll see shorter haircuts.
It's easier to manage.
It's easier to manage. It's not as heavy. You know, you're not, I mean, I...
Me and my daughter have the same kind of hair.
Yeah, so I know that a lot of women will get shorter haircuts towards the summer just because of the heat.
Well, I was here last summer, let me tell you, your hair did not... You didn't cut it as much as you did
because
this year.
I was growing it out for my wedding that was in January. Yes.
Oh, so. You were growing it for... Oh, okay. All right. The reason I called, though, is that you got a great sponsor coming up. And you always hear how calm Randy is, and you always wonder, can you aggravate it? I'm going to tell y'all, people, I was that customer. I went in there. I lingered around. I asked for 2-3 different items. They kept bringing it to the counter. I say, no. And I made it sound... I mean, he still don't know I was in there messing with him until he probably just hit his counter. And I'm going to tell y'all, people, I put Randy through the ringer. There ain't no way you can make this man mad. There ain't a question you cannot ask this man. So if there's anything on your mind, y'all go in there and aggravate him because he wants you to. And then you'll end up falling in love with him just like everybody has. But I'm telling you, you cannot ask the dumb question, and you can't ask too many, and you cannot change your mind enough. And so I changed my mind on a part 3 different times, and it started out at $80. I walked out there spending $20, and it was just, and I was doing it on purpose. And trust me, Randy, brother, you are a class act. I couldn't aggravate you for nothing. And you had a line of people in there. So love your sponsor, brother. And man, that short hair is something else.
Thanks, Randall. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. This one from Marrero, Louisiana.
Marrero.
Last week...
North of Nicaragua.
There's a 58-year-old woman there named Michelle Jackson. Last week, her 59-year-old boyfriend dumped her for good after a 6-year on-again, off-again relationship.
She's how old and he's 59?
Yeah, the boyfriend 59, she's 58.
Oh, okay.
That made Michelle so angry she did the only logical thing. Oh. That night while he was asleep, she grabbed his prosthetic leg and started beating him with it. He will be okay. It's a good thing she didn't run off with the prosthetic device because she'd have a leg on the lam.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You've heard worse.
Yes, Jay.
There's a woman who went to a Rally's fast food place in St. Louis a few weeks ago at $2.25 to get some chocolate
Rally's,
ice cream.
God.
But they were out of it. They only had vanilla.
That
made
down.
That made the woman so angry she grabbed a baseball bat and smashed all the windows and then took off.
Good Lord.
Really, the things that people will commit felonies.
What time of the morning was that?
2:25.
Let me tell you.
Oh, that was so alcohol related.
Yeah, of course. I went through a Checkers on Broad Street in Mobile with a sober driver going home one night after going out. And, I asked for ketchup. They didn't give me but one ketchup packet. I drunkenly called corporate at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's what you should do.
So it seems like it's a Checkers and Rally's thing.
Final nominee, a 37-year-old man named Aaron Miller. His 33-year-old girlfriend, Dawn Klein, were at a hot springs resort in beautiful Bozeman, Montana.
Bozeman.
They decided to start doing things in the kiddie pool.
Well,
while kids were in it.
While kids were there. Oh, no.
Police were called. They pull over Aaron and Dawn as they were leaving. Aaron tried to say they were just stretching. Now, you might get by with that in Millbrook, but not in Bozeman, Montana.
Leave Millbrook alone.
I was just stretching.
Honestly. Five witnesses said no, they were doing that. Oh, so they're facing felony indecent exposure charges.
Just stretching.
Yeah.
Just stretching.
She was probably
stretched before.
Helping him. Who's the biggest maroon in the bunch?
So we got kiddie pool vet.
Prosthetic leg beater.
We've got the Rally's incident, and we're on the lam. What do you think?
Just don't do it in the kiddie pool when there's kids there, man.
Yeah,
just don't do it in the kiddie pool, period.
Like, I can... Okay, so the girl was drunk. You're drunk. You're going to do a lot of dumb things when you're drunk. They were not drunk. They were in the kiddie pool. You don't do that. Don't go stretching in the kiddie pool.
I agree.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
With kids.
You stretched before.
A final message here before we make way for news and views. Mom's Day is how many days off?
25.
She's just throwing that number out. Actually, no, I think it is.
I think we are 25 days away.
25 days. All right, that's the next event on the calendar that may prompt you to want to visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville and find something that they have in stock that's perfect for Mom. Now, Mom could be a big football fan. Many are. Mm-hmm. If she's on one side of the rivalry or the other, they've got two showcases at Brian Jewelry featuring merchandise exclusive to each school. You can't lose there if you're shopping for a football fan, male or female. That's just one possibility. Maybe something a little more sentimental, more special, something that you and Mom share as a memory or something about Mom that you want to celebrate. If you're not sure what that might be, let their probative questions help you come up with an idea and let them create it. There is still time now with Mother's Day, a little more than 3 weeks away, where they can make something just for her. Professional jewelers can do that. Could be a watch. You can help them design a watch if you want at Brian Jewelry. But they have an amazing selection in stock. 60.